The prevalent theme that we hear throughout today's readings are the effect of sin and the effects of conversion. Repentance and forgiveness. Forgiveness and love. So these are the themes that we're hearing throughout this the readings today from the first reading, the book of Samuel, and the gospel reading. And even St. Paul's reading to the Galatians. And the effects of sin of King David, we saw how those were multiplied. One sin led to another. It began with an impure glance of a married woman. He invited her over. She becomes pregnant. King David wants to save his reputation, so he tries plan A and plan B with her husband, who is a soldier. And plan A didn't work because he went to send him home, but he was faithful to what his duty is. When he is a soldier on duty, you do not go home. And then plan B didn't work when he got him drunk to send him home. And he still would not go home. He was faithful to his duty as a soldier. So ultimately, what did he do? As we heard in the first reading, he sends him out and her husband out to war and is killed. Sends him out with the intention to kill him. Well, his sins obviously had a domino effect. One led to one another, and it wasn't until the prophet Nathan came to let King David know how displeased God was with him that led him to this deep repentance. So as we see, David, who was a big sinner, is also a big repenter. When he sins, he sometimes sins big. But when he repents in a big way, in a very heartfelt way. Because a lot of times he is ignorant of what he does, or he lets his passion take over. And so he repents, and God sees that in him. And the woman in today's reading came into the house of Simon, the Pharisee, and she was a well-known sinner in the town. She comes before Jesus, and without words, but with her actions and her tears, asks him for forgiveness. She must have heard one of his many sermons, as it must have moved her to a deeper repentance. It moved her to a deep conversion. And this repentant sinner received the most consoling words she could ever receive in her life. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Well, both experienced the horrible effects of sin in their lives, and yet both felt the most incredible mercy, experience of repentance and forgiveness in their lives, which is ultimately the experience of conversion. Turning away from sin, a life of sin, and embracing a life of sanctifying grace. And the whole episode is a powerful lesson on the relationship between forgiveness and the relationship between love. In today's gospel, the sinful woman approaches Jesus and anoints him in front of everybody, at the risk of ridicule, at the risk of abuse by the other people there present. Her action was motivated by one thing. It was motivated by her love for Jesus and her gratitude for his forgiveness. And she did two things that only love can do. She anointed the feet of Jesus with her tears, and she took the most precious thing she had and spent it all on Jesus. Her love was not calculated, but lavish and extravagant. So she was forgiven. She was not forgiven because of her lavish demonstration of love. Rather, the loving actions follow from her experience of having been forgiven. As Jesus said to her, her many sins have been forgiven, hence she shows great love. Today we are celebrating also Father's Day. And we have to commemorate the fathers. It's a good moment and time to do that. I'm sure many families are out there celebrating this day tonight and this evening. But this is a moment to celebrate the fact of fatherhood and the importance of fatherhood in today's society. Because fathers play a very important role, not only in the rearing of their children, but also in the fact that they have a special vocation within marriage. And so we really want to commemorate the fathers that are here today. We want to thank you for being fathers. We want to thank you for living out that vocation to its fullness. And a thing that was very important for fathers to do with their children is to spend time with them. Because a lot of times children yearn for that, just a little bit of time with Dad. And I remember listening to this country music song, and it was about this dad who was taking his daughter out for fishing. And doing things like that. Imagine taking your daughter out for fishing. But anyway, he was doing that, and she was so excited about fishing. And he was saying in his mind, she thinks I'm only taking her out for fishing, but I'm taking her out to get to know her and get to love her more, and spending that time with her. And there's another country song that I was listening to. And I don't spend my time listening to country music. Don't think that. It's happened to listen to these every once in a while when I'm on the road. But another song was when the dad would say to the son, he would say to the son, "Son, you know that I love you forever and ever, amen." And then he ends up dying. Or he says, "I wonder what it'd be like if I die and went up to heaven. And God would take me even with all my sins. And I'd imagine what God the Father would say to me, 'Son, I love you forever and ever, amen.'" So that's the love of a father for the children. And God is that great example of his love. And St. Joseph, we have the Holy Family there. St. Joseph also is an excellent example for fathers to follow. Let's take a moment today and look at your own fatherhood. And I'm looking at my own priesthood, father, as a father of a spiritual father. Okay, because people come up to me and say, "Father John, happy Father's Day." And I go, "Well, thank you." And they said, "Well, you have many, many children." And so let's have a little disclaimer there. They're spiritual children. But that's the whole thing, is the spiritual fatherhood is a beautiful, beautiful gift that I have, Father Kevin has, Father Jojo, all the priests that we have. But look into your own fatherhood and see how well you're living that. And we should also be grateful to our fathers and give them a call if we haven't and say, "Happy Father's Day."